The World Health Organization said Thursday the number of new monkeypox cases fell 20% globally last week, but new cases increased in the Americas. WHO said there is still intense transmission of the disease. The Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said there are signs the monkeypox outbreak is slowing in Europe, but he said the opposite is true in the Americas, particularly in Latin America. Insufficient awareness or public health measures are combining with lack of access to vaccines. A new study predicts more of what is considered by experts to be dangerous heat in the future. AP's Ed Donahue has the story.
Occasionally, in mid-latitude countries, spiking temperatures and humidity in the summer can make it feel like a sweltering 103 degrees. Researchers say by the middle of the century, it could happen 20 to 50 times a year. In the sticky tropics, it could feel much worse. Study author Lucas Zepetello, a Harvard climate scientist, says heat waves are one of the new four horsemen of apocalyptic climate change. Chicago hit the 103-degree heat index level only four times, from 1979 to 1998. The study's most likely scenario shows Chicago hitting that threshold 11 times a year by the end of the century. I'm Ed Donahue.
In London, the moving vans have already started arriving at Downing Street as Britain's Conservative Party prepares to evict Prime Minister Boris Johnson. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has a report.
The debate over what mark he left on his party, his country and the world will linger long after he departs in September, if indeed he really is gone for good. Johnson led Britain out of the European Union and won a landslide election victory before his government collapsed in a heap of ethics scandals. During his final appearance in Parliament as Prime Minister in July, he summed up his 3 years in office as mission largely accomplished. Johnson cultivated a buffoonish public image, but he has had a serious impact on his country. He bears much of the credit or blame for Britain's departure from the EU.
This is VOA News.